Good morning to you. Good morning to you. This is Miss Suyu. Good morning to you. Yes, it's almost afternoon. Here I am in the USA. Welcome to the whole truth. It's about 11:23 in the afternoon. I'm getting started. And it's kind of chilly this morning in the 40s. Right here. And in your home or in your building, it might feel a little warm. It all depends on the construction. It's right, Tuesday, and it feels like a Monday. When I was getting started, I was like, wow, I'm feeling like I'm just beginning the work week. And I wonder why. Maybe it's because I'm so used to starting fresh on a Monday. That's right. And in the United States, it's time for people to get out, the ones that believe in making politics work for them, the ones that believe that it's important for them to vote, the ones that believe that this country is not going anywhere until everyone gets involved, gets out and votes. For those that think that they feel real good and important, they are valued if they get out and vote. And some people feel as though if they vote, they're good Christians. They're good servants. They're doing a service to their community. However, it's that time of the year again. And if you read the headlines, you'll see some things going on around the country. Why do people vote? When did this start? How did it begin? More coming up after this show. Do you need help in your area? Log on to findhelp.org, a list of resources, emergency pandemic assistance, and more. That is findhelp.org. Get the help that you need. Said I would try to come up with some answers. And why is voting so important? How did it get started and when? And who created this idea that we are going to vote? Or it's a good idea that we vote? And I think that there were some people that didn't have anything else to do. They were meddling in other people's affairs and they started wandering onto other people's property and they wanted to take over and rule the world. And the only way that they could rule over people was to set up a voting system that included only certain people. And those people that they selected were the ones that had the right to make their own decisions. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not human beings, all human beings, but only a certain portion of those entitled human beings could be in this country that could be seen and heard and join in with the bourgeoisie and all of that mess and he say, she say gossip and the discrimination and outsourcing and excluding certain people and only building up a certain community and group for privileged folks that they chose. So poor people, you know, black people, most of the black people, I believe, women, most of the women, I believe, and people that just didn't fit in, this is what I get out of it, were not even accepted when it came down to the voting process and being included and having a say-so in some construction. Having a word and being entitled to say, hey, I live in this country and I want a better life. I want a better world. I want you to understand how I feel and how I think and what I believe. And if you get to have and you get to collect the tax dollars and you get to keep and decide how the tax dollars are spent, and you're saying that I have no right whatsoever to say how my tax dollars are spent and how you're going to construct the environment, communities, neighborhoods. Come on. So I'm just working just to take care of you. I am just going out there and I must work because I have to pay my taxes. I have to live. So that money that I pay in taxes is what helps you live. It pays your bills. You get to have your rent paid, your mortgage paid. You get to buy cars and on and on and on. And I don't get that. I have to just do what you tell me to do. And if I lose what I have, if I get sick and I die, if my family is unhappy, if we are separated because we cannot afford to live together, if my children get sick, if I lose my job, I get laid off, if I feel unsafe in my community, I cannot even say anything or do anything about it. Because you're saying I'm not allowed to address anyone in that political arena that is elected. If I get out there and vote and go down there and show my face and open up my mouth and lift my voice up to be heard, then I'm included and I am somebody. But now we're saying that things have changed now, and that if you vote, you can be heard. You can be part of society. There's no longer the more privileged and entitled people that have the hand in politics. Everyone should be included. Every adult, everyone that knows and is capable of making his or her own decisions can come here and be a part of this voting thing. Oh, do we all have a right to vote? And if we do, then why is the world in such a unmattered position? Can we just all come together and get along, and regardless of one's political party or their position? We have the Democrats are blaming the Republicans, and then we have Republicans blaming the Democrats, and then we have the Democrats and the Republicans blaming the independents, and then the independents are blaming the Democrats and Republicans for situations, circumstances, and things that are going on right now in this country. And so I say enough is enough. And when we are actually taking our tax dollars to help people that are elected and running for office and get their bills paid, we are helping these people that are in office buy houses and buy cars, and they get to ride in a car or a limousine. They get to drive a car and own a car. Really? They do not have to use public transportation? Oh, wow. And they do not have to use 50% of their income to pay rent or mortgage? Wow, They get to have a savings account, health, dental, hospitalization, 401k. And we, the people that do not have, we still struggle to even find an affordable place to live. So, is it still the same as it was many, many years ago when the privileged, the entitled, were the ones that made the decisions, and the ones that did not have were the ones that took the back seat and just sat back and talked about the situations of the world? Because they were put in a situation where they were so much suppressed that the only thing they could do at that time was talk. So how has it changed, if it has changed, or is it a different form of politics now? Since America's founding days, when voting was limited to white male property owners, to the transformative Voting Rights Act of 1965, to sweeping voting process reform introduced in the early 2000s, the right to vote in U.S. elections has seen massive change. How? The original Constitution left voting rights to the states for a range of reasons, including a compromise over slavery and the fact that the concept of setting up a representative democracy was new, says David Schultz, a political science professor at Hamline University in the University of Minnesota School of Law. I'm reading from history.com. People believe it has changed, maybe because more groups are allowed to vote. And you know what someone told me years ago? And I am not going to bite my tongue. Someone told me that the only reason why women are voting is because men give them that right to vote. If it were not for men, women couldn't vote. Men allow women to vote. Excuse me, let me correct myself. The only reason women are voting is because men allow them to vote. Well, that goes back to the 1700s when white men and some black men, right, were allowed to vote. And a few women, not very many, but it was still the privileged ones and the special ones that had that seat. Women had to really fight, from what I understand, to get a seat, to get some say-so, not only in politics, but in the home, on the job. So for someone to say that to me, in this was 2000, I believe, it was 2018, 19, that this person, individual, an adult, yes, an adult, said this to me, that this discriminatory, sexist remark was very, very sadistic. And that individual could have kept that comment, you know, alone in a closet somewhere, right? Meditated on that, because that was so degrading. And I can't believe, and maybe I should believe, and maybe I shouldn't be so surprised, but this person was like in his 50s. Yes. And believed that women have a right to vote because men allow women to vote. And this person asked me out on a date. And I'm like, you gotta be crazy. But this is the world that we're living in. So the world is the world. Why vote? AACTnow.org. Politicians listen to two things, money and votes. If we work together as a community and increase voter turnout, then our state and national legislators will what? What will they do? Will they come together and understand our needs? By working together to increase voter turnout, our community will benefit through job growth, better health care, better education, better infrastructure, a better economy, safer neighborhoods, and most importantly, a better quality of life for our families. It's time to change the status quo and improve the lives of everyone we care about through voting, because our voice matters. Some people believe that it's not going to get better unless we work together. First of all, what do you mean by we, and what do you mean by work together? Because everyone doesn't feel the same, okay? And someone might interpret that a different way from someone else. And each individual makes his or her own decision when it comes down to voting. And voting started a long time ago, but has the attitudes of our political leaders changed? Do they feel as though they are so privileged and so entitled and so high and mighty? Do they take politics really serious and understand that their decision affects us, people, human beings, citizens? And do they favor the ones that only vote? Do they give preferential treatment to those that only vote? Do they respect only those that vote? Do they listen to only those that vote? Do they fraternize? Is everyone treated equal? Do friends and family members, neighbors, have priority over those that are not so friendly with the politicians? How does politics really work? And it started off with having favoritism and a respect of persons and social inclusion and stigmatization and singling ones out that didn't have or fit in. But do we still have that mind frame today? I want to know more about politics and how it works. I understand that some people feel as though politicians do not have enough time for every single issue in the communities. They are so bombarded and occupied with so many things on the table. And it is so hard for the politician to get a hold of their particular area of concern. And if they would just have more assistance, and they are depending on the people to assist them, but the people, how can the people in this country hold down a job, work, or take care of themselves? If they're not working, they still must take care of themselves. How can they work, take care of themselves, spend time with family, live their life, and assist the politicians? And they're not getting paid to assist the politicians. The politicians are getting paid to assist the citizens. So is it really set up to be fair? Our voting system, and is that how it was organized? Well, it's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Who said that? And what did they really mean? Should we not depend on our country? But we should show off and show our country what we could do for our country? Well, I thought the country was actually for the people, for each and every one of us. I thought that the land was the land of the free, and Native Americans were first here, and they were slaughtered and killed, and then we held slaves captive, and we destroyed slaves, and we destroyed family members, and America got rich, so prominent off of slavery. America became so wealthy, and the number one country in wealth, backed up by slavery. They invested the money from slavery and put it into the American government account. So they invested all of the money from slavery, or a lot of it, and created more and more and more, and invested the money that they reaped, and then invested more money that they reaped. And the haves, the ones that were real good at persuading and convincing politicians, the ones that were included, were able to invest their wealth and pass that wealth on from generation to generation. And so now we have a political system that was built upon capitalism. That's right. And do we say that it's fair and everyone is included? Well, if they invested the money off of the backs of slaves and used the slaves to invest and get loans, do you think that now this country owes the people that they enslaved? And they shouldn't have to work so hard and vote so hard. They vote so much. The people that do not have, because they want something. But yet and still, the money that was invested from the corruption, the using and abusing human beings and trafficking human beings, that money went into the government's bank account. The politicians reaped, and they did. They harvested from slavery, and so did others that knew the politicians, and they were tangled up with the politicians. They associated with the politicians, and they made deals with the politicians, and all of that corrupted money was passed around and shared, but certain people were excluded, and they were excluded from voting. And so now, if we would have just had a fair chance then, I believe the world wouldn't be in the situation that it's in right now. So many people wouldn't have to worry about where their next meal is going to come from and how they're going to get their bills paid. Correct. So many people wouldn't have to take so much of their earnings just to have a roof over their head. A friend of mine is married, and both of them are, she's disabled and her husband is disabled. Correct. And they do not have an apartment based upon your income. So they pay regular rent. They do not own a house. I was like, well, if you're paying $1,500 a month for rent, why don't you just buy a small house? You don't have a lot of children. And if it's not $1,500, just say $1,200 a month. You're paying rent. When you can buy a house and pay $600 a month for a house, right? Your mortgage, $600 a month. You don't need a brand new house. You can get a used house and fix it up clean and nice, and you own a house. But right now you're renting, and it's someone else's property. It's really not yours. But you can do more when you have a house, actually. And if the rent will be, the mortgage will be $600 a month, then you have your utilities. But since you're disabled, you and your husband, you might be able to get some sort of assistance there. So there's something to think about, that these people, right, that the disability check is maybe, they both get maybe $1,000 a month. So that's $2,000 a month. We'll say $3,000 a month. I'm just going to estimate to the best of my ability. Okay, $3,000 a month and the rent is $1,200. So they have, what, $1,800 a month? Then you have to pay utilities, light, gas. That's another $500 in your cable, right? So you have $1,300 a month. You have your health care then, right? You have to pay for health care, hospitalization, insurance, dental. So take away $300. So you have $1,000. Then you have to buy food. That's right. You have a little child that comes and lives half of the month. So you have to have food for that child. So think about it. People think $3,000 a month is a lot of money. Okay, it's not. When you're paying $1,200-$1,500 a month for rent and you have to pay your light bill and your gas bill, you have to buy food and you have to pay for other things, and do you have money to save? So when we think about people and we look at people, we cannot judge from the outside. And we don't know circumstances, but why? If this is the richest country on the face of the earth and we do get out there and vote to be heard, who's listening? Why do we keep having to address the same issues? Affordable housing has been an issue for so many years. So has income, affordable income, livable wages. Why should people pay so much for healthcare, dental, and hospitalization and have so many co-pays and deductibles? But we say that voting works. And we say that voting is the right thing. And so who benefits? Do we benefit, or do the people that we vote for benefiting? Because actually, we are paying someone else's salary by getting out there and actually paying our taxes, working or not working. We still pay taxes. And then we have people that we have to beg, harass, plead with to try to get things done and make things happen. And it seems like a messed up world, but what can we do in this world if it seems like it's so messed up? And who has the rights? Who has to say so? I mean, what are voting rights? And what does it do for me? What does it do for someone else? Are we going to continue to go through this next year and a year after that, and we have to keep addressing the leaders about the same things over and over again? I mean, what does voting transpire? What does it create? But it's the same issues. The stimulus checks seem to have dwindled. They disappeared. They are exempt. They no longer register. And people are actually saying, we need more stimulus money. Where's the check? We are actually still trying to hold on to what little bit that we have. And we want to be included, just like the ones that are so special and important. And they complain that there was too much money going to people in the form of stimulus payments. Yeah, we kicked out so much money to people. We need to stop. We're going to really hurt this country. The people really going to have to pay this money back later. The taxes are going to go up if we continue to issue stimulus checks to people. And we need to send these people back to... Really? Excuse me. The people need to go back to work. That's what they need to do. They do not need to continue to get stimulus checks. And we're not going to give any more unemployment to people. They're going to go to work. So people went back to work. They cut off the unemployment. and told people to go back to work. And when people started going back to work, some of them found out that it wasn't the same. Some of the co-workers were no longer there, so they didn't get the support that they needed. Some of the businesses closed, so they had to find a job elsewhere, and it just wasn't the same. They wanted to go back to their old workplace. Some people were like, I am so tired of the way that the system is working. I really don't know what to do. And some people found other careers. Some people decided to work from home. And some people just decided to move to another state or country and start over. It was a drastic change in our country. And no matter how much they believed, wished, or wanted, it just didn't seem to work. And so who has the power? Who has the control? Is it the ones that are just telling people what to do? Where do we go when we have such a deficit and such a problem in this country? And what do we mean by deficit? Because with all of that money that we thought we were going to get in form of stimulus, we didn't get that, but the war came. Now we have the war, Ukraine against Russia, correct? So we have a war that's not even our war. It's not even in our country from what I get out of this. Excuse me. Two leaders, and they do not live in America. They are at odds with each other. We have Ukraine and Russia. And how many times do I have to say that? It's not the United States. But we just gathered all of these funds to send to help Ukraine. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying that I hate people in Ukraine and I don't like the leader of Ukraine, because if somebody gave me that money, I'll take it. I'm not gonna refuse billions of dollars. Are you crazy? No, you give me billions, I'm gonna find a way to use it. Right now, I'm here to tell you. But we didn't have any money. The United States didn't have any money. We wanted to talk about the American people here that were getting stimulus checks. We got inflation right now. Crazy inflation. People are still unemployed. I don't care what you say about the unemployment rate. People are still needing employees to go to work. Okay, but billions of dollars going to Ukraine. And I was like, you mean to tell me that Ukraine is getting all of this money? Where did all this money come from? Because they have a budget. The United States has a budget. And I really don't understand. When it comes to war, the United States seems to me has an endless budget. They just go on a rampant spending. It's like the sky is the limit. We really need to fight these people. We really need to protect these people. We really needed to show our power. And we need to actually show how big and bad we are. So we're going to kick out this money and bring them down. And what's more important, that we bring people down and have people murdered and killed? People homeless, mothers separated from their children, families torn apart, bodies lying in the street. People do not have health care. They do not have running water. They do not have food. People are starving, and we're big and bad showcasing our money and our our power, excuse me, and sending over all of this cash. Oh, yes. And people are like, oh, yeah. We're grateful for the money. We just wish that you would let us use some of your soldiers. Oh, so now we must supply soldiers to help fight the war. Oh, they're grateful for the money. They can buy weapons. But now, just add it on. Give us your soldiers. Yes, big bad United States showing off everything, just flaunting. And people are like watching up all of this stuff that the U.S. has and what the U.S. big, oh, money, money, money. The United States has money. We do. We're the richest country in the world. And we show it to the world what we have, and we're showing our cash dollars and flaunting big bad superior country of the of the universe. And people depend on us to give them our money, but we can't even like get people out of poverty in our own country. We can't get these people off the streets. We can't seem to lower the incarceration rate in this country. We cannot seem to get the crime down. We cannot take that money that we're sending to other countries and use it to vitalize our own country. Why? Because we must have power. And if we don't have the power, we don't have people voting and depending on us. So we want to jerk the people around and keep our power. We don't want to really do our job. We want it to stay the way it is with a divided country. Right? A divided nation. People that continuously run to the leaders, these politicians with problems, because they have to have people with problems or they wouldn't have a job. That's politics. And they want people to vote, because as long as people are voting, they know that they have babies in cradles. They know that they have children and people that are needy and depending on them. And they have a job as long as people are broken down and have nothing and depending on them. And that's slavery, because you have people out there that are paying you and taking the tax dollars, giving it to you, and you're sitting there doing nothing while they're sitting here sick, without, can't even pay their bills, and you're talking about the excuses why you can't do your job. And politics is just a mess, and I think it was created to be a mess. And voting is about numbers. How many people I can get on my side that go along with me, that I could keep there where I want them. And I remain in power as long as I, look, as long as I have dependents, as long as I have slaves, I remain in power, because people need me. And people are going to continue to run to me for help, because I have that authority. I have that leadership. They voted for me. That's what I do. Welcome to the world of voting. Is that the way it works? Is that what we look forward to? Is that what we face? Do people take advantage of people that vote? They know poor people are going to vote, so they're going to keep poor people. They know seniors are going to vote, because seniors want to keep on living. They know that single women with children have to take care of their children. And they know they're going to vote. But do they get what they need? Do the people that don't have, that are voting and wishing and wanting, do they feel as if they are actually included? Do they actually get what they really want, or is it just a dream? I'll be back. Miss Sue You, branding MissSueYou.com, bringing it to you, the truth, the whole truth. And I believe that no matter when voting got started, how it got started, and why, the principle is we're here now. I'm sure I can't go in the past and erase everything. That's crazy. To the fact, it's not going to happen. But I think it's important that I know how it got started and when it started and why. Maybe that'll help me understand voting and how the system works right now. And if it was so irregular many, many years ago, the voting process and the base of voting, the voting environment, the people involved at the top, why did it continue? If it was so sadistic and so racist and discriminatory and so bourgeoisie and full of materialism and just really out of control, why did we continue to allow voting to carry on? Yeah, people might say there were changes. Okay, they added more benefits and they took away some of the stigma and they became more lenient in the process. It's not the way that I think it really is. We still have some work to do, but it's different from before. But why would we want to keep that process going, voting, the process? I mean, well, it works for some people, but it doesn't work for others. Why do we want to keep voting going? We understand that voting was so dismissed. It was really not useful for the average human being that believed in equality and justice for all, because when it started, it wasn't really for the people. It was just for people to use it for their own personal thrill and their personal achievements. And we had slavery, and we used slavery, controlled the slaves in order to get votes. So why didn't we just eradicate voting? Why are we carrying on like the forefathers? I mean, basically, some might say that's what we're doing. What we need to do is have a totally new system right now. We don't need that based upon numbers and popularism. No. It's not about numbers and popularism. It's about facts. It's about honesty. It's about humanity. It's about love. It's about respect. It's about people. The needs of the people. Not talking, not bargaining, not debating, not arguing, but the people, specifically only the people and their lives. But we spend so much time battling against each other, and we took on a totally different direction from the way the world really should be today. Have a great weekend. It's coming up. I know today is only Tuesday, but we will get there. And I think we're going to have a pretty nice one. I think the weather will be pretty cool. Talk to you later. Bye.